Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Achilles. How can I help you?
I need to cancel my account, please.
I'm so sorry to know that you're looking to cancel your account here, sir. Before we proceed here, allow me for a few minutes. Let me pull up your account. And may I know who am I speaking with?
James McCoy.
All right, thank you, James. One moment here. And by the way, may I know the reason why you want to cancel the service or discontinue the service?
I wasn't getting any calls.
I'm sorry to hear about that, James. But before we finalize your decision to cancel the service, allow me for a few minutes here, okay, to review your account. There might be some, you know, value that you have not realized yet, okay? Give me a few minutes here. All right, thank you so much for patiently waiting, James. I was able to pull up your account here. Okay, this is for business RMI Works DN.
Right.
Okay. All right, so I checked the data here, James. Okay. And I see that you have received a total of 90 leads, including 72 phone calls from your website and Facebook. Your Google Insights also show that you've had 623 website visits and 124 calls to your business. Okay, and if we discontinue the service here, James, I see that everything is well optimized. Your Google Business Profile is ranking on, it's actually ranking first on the first page. Yeah, and if we discontinue the service, James, your rankings on Google will be affected. Yeah, we wanted to preserve the progress that we have already made here, okay, so that way your business stays visible.
That'd be, you know, it'd be, that's fine. You leave it like it is. I just need to cancel. I'm not getting enough leads to pay for it. Like last month, I got a lead, but it was in the north end of Knoxville. It's way out of my area. Other calls I've got, it didn't pan out. I probably got, you know, paying jobs. I think I got two good paying jobs over the period that I had you. And I believe I've had you for the better part of 1 year.
Yes, that is right, James. Okay. Yeah, regarding the service area, though, we can check, okay, the service area here. So far, what we're targeting is just within your surrounding towns or cities. Okay, and yeah, we can we can definitely, you know, maybe we can narrow down our target area. Okay, so we can ensure that we, like, we're targeting local. Okay, and currently we're targeting Lenoa City. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's Lenoir City. Lenoir City. Okay, thank you. Madisonville, Monroe County. We have Silico Plains and Vonore. So this Monroe County, instead of like targeting like a whole county, we can, you know, break down this into like maybe
I appreciate your effort, okay? Mm-hmm. But I've got to choose between you and Angie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely getting more leads from Angie than I do from Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a mistake for me to hang on to you. You know, you have done some good for me, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
There's two, maybe three significant jobs that, mm-hmm. that paid well. for the last month, I haven't had any paying leads.
Mm-hmm.
And actually 2 months, January and February now,
mm-hmm.
I tried to cancel Angie, and they don't have a cancel button.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are better at that. At least you talk to me, and
mm-hmm.
you know you're decent. But mm-hmm. I've got to get cash flow, and I've got to choose one of you because I don't have a lot of money right now. I've had mm-hmm. a hard couple of months, mm-hmm. probably a half a year, but
mm-hmm.
I've got to choose, and I think that I've made a mistake sticking with you, and I've got
mm-hmm.
to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I need for you to do is tell me, like, if I let you go, have you taken over my Google page where I can't get into it? Have you taken over my website with any passwords that you know that I can't
mm-hmm.
that I can't get into or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, as for the Google Business Profile change, okay, you have the primary owner access to it. Okay, so you have full admin access to your Google listing. And as for the as for the website, it's actually part of the package what you're paying us every month. But the domain is owned by you. Okay, so you have full admin access to your domain. And also, James, I wanted to highlight, okay, SEO isn't just about, like, lead generation. It's about sustaining visibility, okay? And, if we discontinue service, you know, your visibility could decline, and rebuilding them would take additional time and investment. I understand, okay, that you're concerned about the budget. Okay, we can reduce the subscription rate here. We can focus on the local SEO. Okay, maybe we can like remove Facebook ads from your current subscription. Okay, so that we can reduce your monthly payment to $149 per month. You know, just to make sure that you know that we preserve the progress that we have already made here.
Well, that's interesting. That's
mm-hmm.
$149. Just to maintain my standing on the website and Facebook stuff.
Yes, on Google. Mm-hmm.
And Google.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wouldn't be bad, mm-hmm. $149, because I'm going to have to pay,
mm-hmm.
you know, Angie, I'm going to have to pay them $300 a month.
And, I think, Angie, you're paying them every lead that you get from them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I try to average it out where I only spend $300 a month on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I need to try to keep my overhead down.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, Shane.
Is there somebody that I can call at Local Splash directly that'll like handle my account?
Like you're requesting for like an account manager that can handle your account progress and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can assign that. I can actually request that to our manager. Maybe I can request to him that I can be account manager. Okay. That helps, you know.
Because it's, you know, if you call in blank, you know, you just have to sit there and go over everything with somebody.
Yes.
And,
sure, I can definitely request that change, you know. Yeah, it's actually good that you have, you know, to have an account manager because, you know, he or she will be responsible for the account and he will be aware, what's going on with the account and, you know, can monitor everything.
Okay, well, I only have like, probably 24 hours to cancel this before I get charged. The last person I talked to told me I had to cancel before the 5th.
Your next bill of change is on the 8th of this month. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see that you spoke with Michael.
Yeah, I think he said you had to cancel 3 days early. 3 days before.
Yes, to avoid.
That's why that.
Yeah,
that's why I got the 5th in mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the deal will occur on March 8th. But we always advise to contact us at least 3 days before that, you know, to make sure that we have enough time to, you know, give you a call or, you know, enough time for you to give us a call and see what will be your, you know, final decision.
Well,
So how many people have called me from my website? Do you have that in front of you?
Okay. As for the website, this is just based on the data here, this data is also available here on your, in your dashboard.
Is that the website that you guys have made or the one that I made?
It's the one that we made.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes, for the record, it says that you have had 623 website visits.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, which is good. This is actually a good number. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, usually people will get to visit your website if ever, you know, they can find your business through the Google search. Yes. They search using your keywords like door installments, you know, if page is fully optimized, you know, you will appear, right, in the first page of Google. So, yeah, if they wanted to check more about your business, that's when they go check the website. So, yeah. Website is really important, okay, for SEO.
So you guys haven't done anything on my page, my website itself, except, I guess, if they go to my website, it probably bounces them back over to your website. Is that the idea?
Let me see here.
If somebody's searching, they search rmiworks.tn.com, it goes to your website, right?
Let me see here. Okay, so it looks like it goes directly to the website you created, James.
It does.
It does go now. Yeah, to your, I'm not sure what happened. Like, did you make some update in your domain recently?
No, I was just wondering how it works. So you advertise or something like this, and mm-hmm. if they click on some advertisement that you set up mm-hmm. on Facebook or mm-hmm. or some sort of search, mm-hmm. then it goes to the website you made, right? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Yeah, it should. Yeah, it should have gone through the website that we made. But from what it appears
yeah.
now here on my end, it just go to your. It goes to the original website that you created. Not sure why this happened. Let me see.
Let me see. I'm going to pull up the website right now.
Okay. Sure.
Right now, I just pulled up the website, and that's on my cell phone. The main page, when it comes up, I remember this. This is something that you've made. It's showing a deck, okay, and then it says Our Expert Services. There's a kitchen there that I never did. There's a deck there that I never did, okay? Third picture is one that I had worked on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then more about us. Let's see what we get. So I would say what's happened is that
mm-hmm.
anybody that goes to the RMI Works TN, they get redirected to your website. That's what I see here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's weird, because when I check, like, it just goes directly to your, I think this is like your old website layout.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, I can see, like some pictures and the background color. I think it's a green-blue background. Not really sure what this color is. But that layout that we created for you, yeah, because I see that here on our end if I go to check the our preview link. And also the pictures, James, you said that some of the pictures are not yours, right? I believe that we have used stock photos for your website, and if you want us to update the pictures, yeah, we can do that.
Okay. No, this. I was just. It's similar to the way I made mine, but it's. This is definitely going to your website because this isn't mine. And so I'd say that basically some of the links aren't working here.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, we can work on that one, James. If you wanted to have like a in-depth conversation with our website team so that they can, you know, make an update real time while you're on the phone with them,
well,
I can
I'm gonna make a choice here. Okay, I'm gonna make a decision. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make a decision to cut this off. I'm gonna have to let you go. You guys are nice people. I've enjoyed working with you, but the return isn't enough to really justify it. I've got to get Angie back on board, and to do that,
mm-hmm.
I've got to give him $300 now and $300 in 10 days or another 14 days or something like that
mm-hmm.
to catch up. They're very harsh about, they're not very understanding when it comes to, so I wrote them, they don't have a button to cancel. They don't have, they're not transparent. And I sent them a text to cancel on December the 23rd or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, they wouldn't accept that. And, then coming in into January,
mm-hmm.
The, Yeah, I had paid for January, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't reimburse me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to cancel in the middle of my cycle. And then the bill came around for February, and they still hadn't got me canceled, you know. And I just got to talk with them. They're, mm-hmm. they're not very user friendly. And, okay. So, but I'm going to have to let you go because I don't have enough money to do both of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to choose. I'm sorry.
Yes.
So go ahead and cancel my thing. And, you can pull down whatever you want to pull down. That's all right with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically the leads will come from Angie, mm-hmm. from their platform. Okay?
Yes, yes, James. But it is also, you know, when doing the campaign online, it is also important that you complement, okay, the campaign with the other program, which is the local SEO. By the way, I can see, you're here, with us, okay, for almost a year, and you're actually eligible for our loyalty program, James, okay, for every 2 months
yeah.
of service is on us. Okay, it means that you will receive added
yeah.
value, okay, without extra cost.
For 2 months?
Yeah, like every 2 months is on us. So, for example, this month you will pay $149, right? Like, this is $149 that is already the reduced rate, okay, if we remove Facebook ads. $149 for this month. The next month, there will be no bill for you, okay? It's on Local Splash. And then the third month, we will bill you $149. Yeah, just every 2 months is on us. Yeah, so we can continue with the visibility and optimization that, you know, we've built for the business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, would you be open to...
I didn't quite understand it. You said for every 2 months. You mean, you said, I think what you're saying is I have credit for 2 months special treatment, but that's not all year. That's just for 2 months, right?
I know. No, it's actually it's a loyalty program. Okay, this is only available to select clients of ours. So every 2 months, it will continue. Okay, until you're subscribed with us. So for example, March you will pay $149. Month of April you will not pay because it's on us. April, May, you will pay. March, okay. March, you will pay. April, you will not pay. May, you will pay. And then June, you will not pay. Something like that, like alternate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I follow you.
So $149 every 2 months.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that wouldn't be bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was getting substantial leads, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently I'm getting some clicks, but I'm not getting that many leads that actually, jobs that actually, you know, leads that turn into jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already got a website up and I'm paying for it. It cost me $50 a month just to have that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to cancel mm-hmm. and, bite the bullet. I think I'm going to make a decision
mm-hmm.
and just cancel and
get lined up with Angie and get things going back with them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay?
Yeah, it's okay, James. And also, if you wanted us to continue with the hosting, yeah, we can provide you the reduced rate as well for hosting at $39 per month. Okay, hosting, this is just for the website, okay?
Yeah.
To make sure that, you know, it stays online and, you know, it stays updated.
Well, I really have, I don't know that I've ever really gotten anything from my website. That's why we have to go through these services to get us get us jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it really isn't, as far as I can tell, it's not doing anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
These big companies like Angie, they're multi-billion-dollar companies.
Yep.
And bringing in gobs of money. They're probably making $1 billion right here in Knoxville, Tennessee alone. If their average client is a $5,000 a month client,
mm-hmm.
$300 a month is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, all they got to have is a hundred $5,000 clients, and they've got 5 million, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then you multiply that times 10.
Yeah.
And you get numbers start getting up there.
Yeah.
So, and I know there's a lot of different traits. There's gobs of them. You know,
okay.
I'm just doing decks. They've got doors, windows. They've got, you know, they've got pressure washing and, you know, times, you know, 100 trades.
Yes.
And then in each trade in any city, they've probably got 400 subs for each type of trade.
Mm-hmm.
If they only have 100, that's still a phenomenal number.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to even for you all to compete with that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you do a search online, you get Lowe's and Home Depot and Angie. And, you know, the first 5 pages.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they've got it covered up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, I've asked people how to get in on top of that. And they said, well, you have to pay for the clicks. And, lawyers are paying, well, several years ago, they were paying $100 a click.
Mm-hmm.
It might be up to $300 a click now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't afford that. Well, listen.
Yeah.
Are you going to send me a confirmation email to me on this canceling?
Also, James, we can place your account on hold, though, to keep your options open. You know, maybe you need more time to, you know, evaluate your decision. You know, we understand that things can shift, okay, and circumstance can change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we can put the account here on hold for 3 months. And then...
Well, that would be fine.
Yeah, so, like, after 3, yeah, in 3 months, we can get in touch with you, okay, and see how's your business is doing with Angie, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Yeah,
all right.
It's a little rough right now. They're, like I said, they're not too user-friendly, and basically it's, you know, getting lion's hay. So, okay, so that's fine because, you know, I may, before the day is out, they may tell me that they don't want to work with me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I may have to call you back and say, yeah, we got to go. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, James.
So
yeah,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I'll put the account here on hold. And, yeah, I will follow up with you in 3 months, okay? And, check things out with you, okay? So, yeah, before we end the call here, James, you have some questions for me?
Yeah, I do have a question, okay? I'm on the verge of finishing a computer program that I made, and I want to sell it, okay? That's one of the things why I was interested in using Local Splash, because when I talk to your people a year ago, they mm-hmm. said that they can cover the state of Tennessee for $1,000. They can, you know, and they can add on any other state for $1,000. And that caught my attention because basically Angie doesn't want to be bothered with it. They don't do that, you know. So that was one of the things I wanted Local Splash to do for me. So 3 months would be good because in that time period, if I could get my program, I'm very close to actually getting it signed right now and getting it marketed. And so when I do that, I need a way to sell it. And so that's why the main reason I was sticking with Local Splash, because your people told me that they could market it. Is that correct?
Okay. What kind of program, by the way, do you sell, Change?
The construction estimating program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's designed for the small builder. It's designed for, it'll work for big builders, but yeah, they usually have their own programs. But I wanted to target the small builder and homeowners. Also wanted to reach out to banks and different programs. I wanted to use it to do, it's a complete estimating system for a house. Right now, if you go into Lowe's and get a estimate for a house for things on their plans, it's not a complete estimate. It doesn't involve the port-a-john. It doesn't involve the dumpsters or anything like that. It's just the, you know, specific elements that are in their plans for floors, walls, roofs, and stuff like that. And so it's a different type of approach. And it's so a do-it-yourselfer can build his own house, or an owner-builder goes to a bank to get a loan. If they stick to my budget, they'll finish their house and not go into debt. All right? So there's lots of ways to promote it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is actually good. Yeah, it's very, very helpful, especially for, you know, those businesses that just, you know, that just started with the construction. You know, it will really help them, you know, ease their, like, work, right? You know, sometimes, you know, estimating, like, it takes time for them. So, yeah with the help of the, you know, technology.
Well, it actually puts the whole package together by phase, just like you would build it. And I've got it bilingual, actually multilingual. I've got, I think it's eight of the basic languages here in the United States right now, from Spanish even to Asian languages, and I actually have the Republic of Georgia, Georgian in there also.
Wow.
So they can select whatever language they want, and you could take it right now and if you had a floor plan and, you know, basically a floor plan, a house, you could fill the first page in and have an 8 to 10 page report in 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of every part and piece that goes into a house. It may not be the ones you want, but it would be a budget.
Okay. So if they wanted to, like, to customize a program, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actually, I've actually taken it farther than that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've actually got it where you can scan a set of plans with your phone. You can take a picture of the page, each page, and just upload it, and then the computer will put together a complete package for you.
Oh, nice.
So it's not just, it has basically a mechanical way. Mm-hmm. A lot of builders like to do that, like me. You know, they like to be in control. But then if you get to trusting it, you can actually just take pictures of your plans, and the computer will read it based upon the way I've been doing it, and it'll produce a report.
Okay. Not only do you incorporate that with AI?
It's what?
Do you incorporate that with AI?
Yes, I did it with AI. Mm-hmm. I programmed the whole thing in the last 3 months, and it cost me over $50,000 to do it.
Oh, wow.
With a programmer in the Republic of Georgia. And when I got done, it didn't work. But I knew the system in my head so well that I took AI and I blew through the whole thing in less than 3 months. And I'm done now, basically. And
wow, it's really good. Do you have a degree in computer or something?
No. I'm a high school, I'm a vet, high school graduate, 75 years old now, and been in construction since I got married in 76. If I can get this thing to take off, you know, I'll have my retirement. Mm-hmm. I won't have to keep getting jobs. Because I'm going to do is I'm going to sell the program for, $300, mm-hmm. $300 each, okay? Because I just figured on volume. If I get enough people to buy the 300, I'll get my money back and then I'll make money. So.
That's really nice. Yeah, it's good. What amazed me is, you know, you don't have like a background like in computer or a degree in computer that, you know, you still do this thing.
Yeah.
That really amazed me. Yeah, I'm a computer graduate, but programming is not really for me though. Yeah. My dad is a computer science graduate and my other brothers are IT. But
I made the whole thing myself.
Yeah, it's just the programming is not for me.
I made the whole thing myself in Python, okay?
Oh.
And I started basically in December, going into January.
Mm-hmm.
Now in February, I finished it. Okay, that's like 2 months. And I've got over 30,000 lines of code.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not either familiar with any of the, you know, script for Python or the Python language. It's just amazing.
you can see an example of it online. If you go to, bccftools.org.
Okay.
bccftools.org. And you might, I think I made another one. Actually, I made another one and changed the name. It's fastestimatingquotes.org.
Fast estimating quotes.
Quotes.
Okay.
And that'll take you to that's a rework page. You can also find me on Facebook. I've got a website there where I've been involved with, you know, and I have, I have an example of how it was running in Visual Basic. See, the difference is from Visual Basic to Python. Python will install on any machine. Mm-hmm. And I can actually have an install routine that will go for an Apple. But I'm going to target the Spanish people that came over. I'm going to target Vietnamese, Thais, the minorities, women, and then I'm going to prove it doing quotes with Home Depot and Lowe's, because I've got for each house I've got like 120 items is what it takes out of each house to do when you build is what you buy from on the average.
Okay.
And then I can do a quote at Home Depot or Lowe's, and I also have live pricing. In other words, it's the pricing's that's right now.
Oh.
And Lowe's and Home Depot don't want to cooperate with that. They don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
so this program like works on all devices, like on Windows, Mac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mobile. Okay.
So
that's amazing.
So anyhow, that's what I'm doing. And that's why I was wanting to go with LuxFlash. Okay. So put me on hold for 3 months.
Yes.
Stay in touch with me because, right now I have to get my company reinstated because I got behind on my taxes.
Okay.
And I should, that should be happening, this week actually. And, once I get reinstated, I have a bought a program years ago. To sign the program, so that people I can give it to somebody and they can open it on their computer. If you don't do that, Windows won't let you open it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my next big step right there.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to that one, James. Yeah. Once it's ready and, you know, yeah, ready to advertise that, you know, just let us know. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, just, you know, that's really what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can, and we get sales, then I don't have to have Angie anymore.
Yeah.
I'll let the rest of the people compete for all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, these things, you know, you can done this online, like transactions, everything online. So you can stay at home, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good.
So, you know, so I'm going to need a bunch of special help with that program. Okay. And when I get it ready, when I get it signed, I'll send you a copy free and just so you can review it for me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have your brother and your uncle or whoever is, you know, review it too. Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really looking forward for that, James. And I wish you success, okay, on completing that program. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can't wait, really. So yeah, let me know if you have any other questions for me, James, before we, you know, end the call.
Yeah. I can tell you how I did it. The way you do it is you have to understand in your head how the project is put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used several different programming methods. I tried several. PyCharm sucks. And their AI,
mm-hmm.
it was evil. But, I ended up with Claude
mm-hmm.
AI. And, I ended up buying their pro version, which costs $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, they've been really good. They've been
mm-hmm.
really good. Up until lately. And, because I think they see me going so fast that they think they got gypped.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to make it more difficult to get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
But used to be all I had to do was tell the AI that I wanted to make another page. I wanted buttons over here, to make that button open up this mm-hmm. database. Use this Excel file and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, and it would just do it. And in one day, I would end up doing 50 builds on the program.
Nice, nice.
Because I would, I would work nonstop for 12 hours.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was like in, you know, computer school. I remember like we used like a tool, and then we lay out like a website we wanted to make, and then it gives us like a call like on the other screen and
yeah. Well, for
awesome.
Me,
mm-hmm.
the $50,000 that I paid the Russian programmer Zurab, basically that was my college class because I had to explain and talk everything through to him so he could understand it two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time we got the basic program built, you know, I knew it. And
mm-hmm.
Where he failed was that he wouldn't split the databases. I told him, I said, you can't have these two databases the same because it has a different key file. I said, you know, you can't have the item in one different from, you know, you can't have two item keys in the same table. I said, it doesn't work that way. He says, oh, you let me handle it. I can do it. But still, He would do some really freaky programming, but it was failing because it wouldn't save my data.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having to put the 120 items in for both stores regularly, twice a month. And I told him it's not saving it right. He wouldn't listen. So
yeah, it's really, really tricky though, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, even me, I cannot like really comprehend, you know, and
yeah.
Yes, so it's good.
Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyhow, what's your name?
My name is Joyce.
Joyce?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Joyce,
well,
J-O-I-C. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyhow, Well, see what you can do for me. See what you can do for me, and I guess just send me an email. Let me know how you're coming, okay?
Sure. We'll do, James.
All right, and stay in touch because
yes,
like
I
said, I'm trying to work. I've got something else. I've a huge investment in it already. Mm-hmm. If I don't make this thing work, I've lost $50,000, and I didn't cover my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't count my time in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, talk to you later.
All right, yeah, we'll talk to you again soon, James. Yeah, you have a good one, and bye-bye for now. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.